the issue of bullying is something, it's an issue that is receiving more and more attention, and rightfully so. It's a problem that has been around for a long time. And now with the addition of social media and, you know, with Facebook and Twitter, you have the issue of cyberbullying, which is coming up. And so I think that anytime there is an opportunity to discuss what bullying is, how to resolve bullying, everyone's going to be the better for it. I contacted the filmmakers and asked them about the opportunity of bringing the film to Salt Lake City so that we could have a broader discussion on this topic, and was told that time a couple weeks ago that they were having a very limited rollout across the country, that Salt Lake City was not on the list, but that the Weinstein Company, who has the rights to the movie, created a competition between cities that are interested in bringing the film. Essentially what it is the cities that receive the most number of votes via a web voting system, the top 10 cities will receive that movie and have the movie played in the city.
Salt Lake City is 38th on the list right now, which is actually pretty good because there are hundreds and hundreds of cities that have entered into this contest.
And, you know, when I started, you know, posting this on my Facebook account a couple days ago, and, you know, we've moved up since then. But the interesting thing is the number one city right now is Cleveland, but they only have 3,014 votes. The number 10 city on the list is Washington, D.C. They have 911. So when we're talking about having people sign up and vote to bring the film to Salt Lake City, we're not talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes. I mean, this is a very, very realistic opportunity to bring the film here.
Now, let's talk about the movie. Obviously, you haven't seen it because not many people have seen it, but you have seen several trailers for the movie. You know, how did you feel when you saw this trailer?
You know, when I watched the trailer, and I'd encourage anybody who has not watched it to watch it. I mean, it's a very powerful trailer. You know, it really hadn't touched my family. And so, you know, I didn't really think a whole lot about it. But when I started talking about it with other family members and friends, I started hearing more and more about, you know, oh, you know, when I was in high school, I was bullied. And so people that I had never talked to about the issue had experienced bullying. I've had someone, you know, tell me that, you know, if we, you know, continue doing this, it's just going to make people weaker. And, you know, people, you know, kids need to learn how to deal with their problems. This goes beyond, you know, kids being kids. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, people telling other kids that they should just end their lives, that they should kill themselves, that they're worthless. It's much, much broader than just the notion that kids are just doing what kids do. And when you look at individuals who are being bullied, it's people that, not always, but oftentimes it's you know, people who are dealing with other issues. I mean, bullying is a huge problem with the LGBT community and with kids that are struggling with those issues right now. It's a big problem with individuals that, you know, people with disabilities and those who are socially isolated. And so, you know, we're talking about people that are already dealing with difficult things anyway. You throw bullying on top of it, and oftentimes, as you can see through statistics with suicide rates and dropout rates and things like that, there are much broader implications to bullying than just someone saying something mean.
The film was rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America because of explicit language. But after backlash from critics who said the rating would prevent many people from seeing the film, the Weinstein Company decided to run the film without a rating. How do you feel about that initial rating? And do you think it was a good or a bad thing for Weinstein to leave it unrated?
The problem with an unrated film is you have a number of theater groups that will not run an unrated movie. So if a movie does not carry the MPAA rating, they just won't air it. And so I think that by not having an R rating and having it unrated, you'll have more people that will be able to see it. So I understand why they went that route. I just think it's somewhat ironic when we're concerned about language in a documentary that deals with bullying, then, you know, at the same time, the largest grossing movie at the time deals with kids who are killing each other, which is rated PG-13. So, you know, that's something that I think is, you know, a little bit interesting when we're talking about our value system.
So do you feel this film is appropriate? I mean, do you feel that this is something that everyone should see?
I do. I mean, of course, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, first and second graders should be, you know, watching this movie. But I think my daughter's 11 years old. I would have no problem. In fact, she and I have talked about this at length. You know, we talked about some of the, you know, the controversial issues and language that's in there. And she's told me, Dad, you know, we hear those kind of words every day, you know, at school anyway. So I'm not saying that, you know, the profanity is all fine and dandy, but in the context of this film, I think it definitely tells a story.